top of Yoram HaBeis. Omer of Hanan, Afilu Bala Chalomos, Omer Lo Lo'odem Lamocher Humeis, Ayimona Atzmo Min Harachamim. Shenemar, Kiberov Chalomos, Vahavolim, Udvorim Harbe, Kies Elohim Yirov. We just said before that Chizkiyahu said he has a Kabbalah from David HaMelech that even if a sword is on your neck already, you still give up, shouldn't give up from Rachamim. So too, the Gemara says, even if the Baal HaChalomos, the Marsha explains there's different kinds of Chalomos. Some are Hevel, they come through Shadim, or just a person's imagination, and some Taka come through Malachim. Even those that are through Malachim, person shouldn't be Misyayish Min Rachamim. Even a Malach tells you something in a dream, it can change. Miyad Vayasev Chizki Oponav El Akir Vayispal Lashem. Immediately, Chizkiah turns his face to the wall, and he davened. My kir, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, mikiros libo. He davened from the depths of his heart, from the inner chambers of his heart. So we skipped something way back, and I'll take Rabbi Voron's eight, so he said we should wait till here, and we did. So even though the Gemara doesn't speak about it over here, but it's this the pasuk that Gemara spoke about on Daf Hey Amid Beis Daf Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara spoke about what's it called a Shloye Dover Chotzeitz. You have to daven without anything separating between you and the wall. So Tosfos says that's only something that is not kavua. But if it's something set, then it's not a chatzitza. You're allowed to daven with things that are set in their place. And the Abu Dron adds that it also has to be something that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide to be considered a separation. If it's less than 10 tefachim high or four tefachim wide, then it's what's so called not a separation, even if it's something not kavua. The Rambam seems to be cholik on all of that. He just says, Tam, you have to daven directly to the wall and with nothing separating. And there are different reasons given why. Some hold that the reason is that a person should be able to miyachid his kavana. So he faces the wall, nothing else is in his way. And others are just the opposite. It's not just the opposite, but it's that it shouldn't be mafri his kavana. Right? It shouldn't be a negative thing. Okay? And there it could be that anything that's not kavua, it doesn't take away your kavana. On the other hand, if it has to be, you concentrate your thoughts, then the wall has to be directly in front of you. They say a shtender or anything that's sorech atfila, the rows of seats or whatever in front of you, that's for sure not mafri a person's kavana. And what's it called? The Mordechai says that human beings aren't considered a chatzitza. Right, a body where you have a shul and everybody can't stand by the wall, in other words, you have long corridors to daven in, right, there for sure people are not chotzeitz. But even stam, persons are chotzeitz, and the Torah says that balei chayim are chotzeitz, and machlokis in the Torah, whether that means all balei chayim, including human beings, or just animals. And the Mechaber paskins that animals are, yes, chotzeitz, and human beings are chotzeitz, and the Ramah holds that the balei chayim are chotzeitz, but human beings aren't necessarily chotzeitz. Okay. Let's go on. So here the Gemara brings down that pasuk, Vayasev Chizki Oponav El Akir, he davened from the chambers of his heart. Shenemar, Mei Mea Ochilu Kiros Libi. Kiros Libi is the chambers of my heart. Rav Levi Omer Al Iske Hakir. He davened Al Iske Hakir. Omer Lefana Ribona Shalom. Umashu Namis, Shlo Osa El Akir Achas Ktana. Hechiye says, Benoah, right, the Shunamis only made one little wall. We'll see, the Gemara says how she made this little room for Elisha, and you brought her son back to life, you kept him alive. Avi Abba, Shechofa Zahechal, Kula B'Kesef L'Zov, my great-grandfather, Shlomo HaMelech, who covered the Heichal with gold and silver, Alachas Kam V'Kam, how much more so his children should get a schus to live because of that. Rashi, Avi Abba Shechofa Zahechal Shlomo. Zechorno es asher salachti lefanecha be'emes uvalev sholem v'atov be'inecho asisi. So he now begs the Rabbanu Shlomo, this is part of the tefillah that Chizkiyahu made, they should live. right, that I did good in your eyes. Mavato beinecho, what good did he do that he was trying to use those zechuyos to be able to live? Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, shesomat gula l'tfila. That he was somat gula l'tfila, and that means that not stam he was somat gula l'tfila, because everybody does that. Right? That's how we daven. But it means, like Tosa said before, that he davened to the seeking. And he davened Kriya Shema right before Nates, and Shemoneh Esrei immediately after Nates. Is makbid always to daven at that exact time. Reb Levi Omer Shigonah Sefer Refuos. Reb Levi said, "Hatov beinecho asisi," that I hid away the Sefer HaRefuos, which we'll get to in a second what exactly that was. Simple Rashi says, "Gonav Sefer Refuos Kedei Shivakshu Rachmim." It was a book of remedies for diseases that were surefire remedies, and people were relying on that and not relying on the Rabbanu Shalom. So he hid away the book in order that people should be boteach b'Hashem and daven and not rely on these surefire cures. In any case, the Marsha says, where do we see that these two things are tov beinecho asisi? So he says, one, that hatov means the following. He says that Geula L'Tfila was this idea that he davened mamish by Netzachama, okay? And Tov is kinui for the Or HaShemesh, the Chi Tov. So there's a hint to the fact that he waited for the sun to come up to be able to daven Kivasikin. And Sefer HaRefuos, in the eyes of other people, didn't look good. People had tainas on him, why he hid away these remedies. But Beinecho and Rabbanu Shalom knew that it was a good thing to do. So that's why it's these, both of these things are hinted to in Hatov Beinecho Asisi. The Tzlatz is a cute shot. He says that he was looking for something that Midah Keneged Midah, the Rabbanu Shalom, should cure him. So he put these two things together. He said, what's it called, that the Rabbanu Shalom gave Avram Avinu special jewels that he was able to heal people with. When he died, the Rabbanu Shalom took those jewels and put them in the sun. And the sun has healing powers. So a lot of people wait for the sun to get healed. But Chizkiyahu said, I used to wait for the sun every day, not to get healed, but to what's it called, to be able to daven and be somech gul l'tfila, because I was somech on you, and not on the sun. And therefore, I put away the Sefer HaRefuos, because I wanted people to know that they should daven to you and not rely on books of remedies. So both things together, which had to do with refuah, and that he put his trust in the Rabbanu Shalom, he deserved that the Rabbanu Shalom should heal him also. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim osa chizkiyo melech, al gimel hodulo, al gimel lo hodulo. Chizkiyo melech did six special things. Three things the Chachamim agreed with him, and three things they didn't. Gimel hodulo, what were the things that hodulo? Gona Sefer Refuos, he hid away the Sefer HaRefuos, Bahodulo, and they agreed with him that it was a good thing to put away Sefer HaRefuos. So he said, Rashi said that the Sefer HaRefuos was these surefire remedies, and he saw that people were relying on them and forgetting that you have to rely on the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rambam says that that's absurd, because if they had remedies that were surefire, why shouldn't they use them? It's like a person, he says, that's hungry and davens to the Rabbanu Shalom because he's hungry. If you're hungry, go eat. That's how the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to function. If you're sick, go to a doctor. So the Rambam says that can't be. That he wanted people to daven instead of going to the doctor and getting medicine. So he said, but the Sefer HaRefuos, the Rambam says, was things that involved different kinds of using the Kochavim, Mazalos, or Avodah Zarah. And even though it wasn't Avodah Zarah itself, therefore they only hid it away, they didn't destroy the book, but people could use that Lahavin Lahoros, how to avoid Avodah Zarah, whatever, so they only hid away the book. Or the Rambam says that there were various poisons that were involved in this Sefer HaRefuos, and people were using it in a negative way, they were using it to poison other people. So they hid it away, but they didn't destroy it, because people who could use it properly would use it properly. So there was still a need for the book, but it wasn't stam refuos. It was refuos either that were a danger, physically or spiritually. The answer Rashi, that even though the halacha is you have to go to a doctor, but you have to realize not the doctor is healing. That's still the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim wants you to go through natural means. And Chizkiyahu saw that people were totally giving up their emunah in the Rabbanim. They thought that these things helped by themselves. So therefore, he hid them away, that people should realize that it's not these refuels that cause. They're not the cause. They're only a hishtadlus. The Ramban Taka says that in a time when a person's on the right madrega, and a time when there's gilu shchina, and there's beis hamikdash or whatever, in b'chukosai teilechu, that you don't need doctors. That's only when you're on a lower madrega. But if you're on a high madrega and you have total emunah and everything is going the right way, then you don't need a doctor. Not about going to a doctor is a negative thing. So it could be Chizkiyahu held that Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. So he held that it was Taka Mashiach's time, and that people shouldn't go to doctors, shouldn't use a sefer afuos. Could be that's the reason that that he hid it away. Okay, so that's one thing that he did, and they agreed with him. He ground up the nachash anachoshes that was left over from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. And the reason they kept it is that people should see it and get a lesson that lo hanachash meimis ela achet meimis. That was what the nachash anachoshes reminded people. If they're meshabed libam lavim shavayim, they got healed. On the other hand, he saw that people were using this as an avodah zarah. They were making it into a magical thing. So he got rid of it. Gira atzmos aviv al mita shel chavolim v'hodulo. He dragged, when his father died, he dragged his bones on a mita shel chavolim, right, in order that he should get a kapara, by having a kapara that he was buried in a way that was disrespectful. Rashi, gira atzmos aviv levisha rasha. His father was a rasha. Who was the father of Chizkiyah? Menashe was the father of Amon. What? Bachaz? Okay. So his father was a Rasha. Bizo, so he was Mavazahim. Alo Noag Bo Kavod, Bikfuraso, Lo Tzio Kehogan, Benito Zod the Kesef. Kings normally were brought out on gold and silver, what's it called, mitos. And here they dragged him on a mita of court. Okay. So here, there's a machlokus, the Rambam and the Tur, the Smag also holds like the Tur, if a person's chayef mechabed, his father is a Rasha. The Rambam holds you have to be mechabed, your father is a Rasha, and the Tur holds not. So, the Taz holds that even according to the Tur, you don't have to mechabed, your father is a Rasha, but you can't be mevazeh him. You can't curse him, you can't insult him or whatever. You just don't have to give him kavod to stand up for him. So the Chora, according to everybody, this Gemara is a question. How in the world was he Mavaza, his father, even though he was a Rasha? So Lecha Mishnah says that this halacha of being Mechabed, the father, Bechayav, is only before he dies. But if he died and didn't do tshuva, so he wasn't Mechabed himself, you don't have to Mechabed him either. Right? He should have been Mechabed himself by doing tshuva. Others say that the reason you have to Mechabed the father when he's alive is because maybe he'll do tshuva, and then the tshuva helps retroactively, and then it comes out you weren't mechabed him when he wasn't a Rasha. So therefore, you always have to be worried, maybe he'll do tshuva later. But once he dies, he can't do tshuva anymore. That is, if he dies a Rasha, then there's no reason to be mechabed him. The only thing is, it's still, you can't be mevazeh him. So the Meiri says that he wasn't mevazeh his father. What he did wasn't a bizui. That, for a regular mace, would be fine. He just didn't give him the extra kavod that a melech gets. So according to the Meiri, it was just a matter of not giving kavod, and then according to the Tur, there's no problem, and according to the Rambam, it's lachar moso, is also no problem. Others say that Itakam was mevazahim, but it was a kiddush Hashem that he did, or to make other Rishoyim take note, or whatever. And for that, he was allowed to use his father in a way to make a kiddush Hashem and to give Musar to Rishoyim. Okay. Okay, so that was another thing that he did. Now the things that he did that they weren't modim. Sosam me gichom, he closed off the waters of this well called Gichon. Gichon in the Torah is mentioned as one of the four rivers that come out of Gan Eden. That's not the Gichon we're talking about. We're talking about a small well that's outside Yerushalayim. And he did it in order to prevent the Assyrians from benefiting from that water. They were, camping against Klal Yisrael. Chatzatz dalsos heichal v'shigrul melech Ashur. He chopped up the doors of the heichal and sent them as an appeasement to the king of Ashur v'lo hodulo. They didn't agree with that. In both of these things, he should have had more bitachon in the Rabbanu Shlomo. And even though it was a shasakana, there was a danger from the enemy, right? But Chizkiyo was on such a high madrega that he wanted everybody to have bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch, put away the Sefer Arfuos. So somebody in a high madrega bitachon has a tviya even to make any kind of ishtadlus. He should have had more bitachon. So it's like Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is taken to task for making his ishtadlus with the Sarah Mashkim because he was on such a high madrega bitachon. So you, Chizkiyo, you destroyed the Sefer HaRefuos because you want people to have bitachon. You have more bitachon, right? According to the Rambam, so you have to say that there wasn't Sakon over here, and since he was a Melech Yisrael, he could have found other ways of dealing with the problem and not taking the Dalsa Sahechal and putting away. Okay, there's a rule here, no questions. Okay, there was no finished thing. Okay, with this Mei Gichon, the Radak says that he asked the Chachamim, and they gave him an Eitzah. And also, what's it called, the Rabbanu Shlomo was Matzliach al Yodo. But Lamaisa, in the end, they said he should have had more bitachon. And also, even though the Rabbanu Shlomo was Matzliach, I saw somebody who says that no names of the Rabbanu Shlomo Hatzlocha. The fact that something is successful doesn't mean that it's right. Okay. Now, Kotz's Dalsa Sahechal, that he chopped up or tore off the wall, the doors of the Hechal, and sent them to Melech Ashur as an appeasement. So the Ramah, in the name of the Trumas Adeshin, brings a proof from here to the following halacha. Shaila was fruit that grows in a cemetery, is Osir Bahanoah. But we're in a case where they wanted to uproot the whole cemetery, and you wanted to send this fruit as an appeasement to the Goyim who were going to destroy the cemetery. So the Trumas Adeshin was matarit based on this Gemara, that in order to save the rest of the cemetery, if you're allowed to take things that are asur ba'anoah because of kavod hanes and send them to somebody who will be appeased and not destroy it, just like you're allowed to take part of the heichal and send it to Melech Ashur to save the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ralbag and the Radak there say he didn't send the doors. What he did is he took the gold covering off the doors, melted it down, was mechalalit, he redeemed it on other money, so it had no more kedusha. And that's what he sent, the gold, to Melech Ashur. Okay. So still, they didn't agree that he should do such a thing. It was a Chilul Hashem. Ovar Nisan b'Nisan v'lo holdu lo. Right? He, what's it called, made an Ibrior already, this is the way the Gemara thinks now, that was already Chodesh Nisan. Already Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, and he declared it afterwards Adar Sheni. Gemara says, "Umi lesli lechizki achodesh hazel lochem rosh chadoshim zen nisan vein acher nisan." Once you declare a month Nisan, you can't declare it backwards other sheni and have another Nisan. You can't make an ibrior after you already declared rosh chodesh Nisan. Gemara says, "No, he didn't understood that." Elatola b'dishmuel. He made a mistake in what Shmuel said. Halach is v'amr Shmuel ein ma'avres hashana v'yom shloshim shel Adar. The 30th day of Adar, which could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if the witnesses come that day, then it could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but they didn't come yet. So it's still the 30th of Adar. If witnesses don't come, then that will be the 30th of Adar, and the next day will be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, Hoel the Roy Lekovo Nisan, so Shmuel says you can't be Ma'aver the Shana on the 30th day of Adar either, even though it wasn't declared yet as Nisan, because it could be declared Nisan. Even a day that could be declared Nisan, you can't be Ma'avar the Shana. Sovar, Hoel V'Roy, Long Rinan. He made a mistake, and he thought that since it's V'maisa, the 30th of Adar, and the Edom haven't come yet, just the fact that it could be made Nisan, that doesn't prevent me from making an Ibrior, and that's what he did, and the Chachamim weren't Moda, because they held like Shmuel, that what Shmuel would say in the future, that if, since it was fit to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you could no longer make it Adar Sheni. Rashi, Sosan Negihon, Ne Shiluach, the Divrei Hayomim. This is the Shiluach, the spring that's outside Yerushalayim. The Lama Kadeshalo Yavo, Malchi Ashur Vimtsu Mayim Lishtos, that the Assyrians shouldn't come and find water to drink. Right? So he was trying to avoid that if they would attack, they wouldn't have water. The Lozeu Gihon Anar Hagodol. This isn't the Gihon that's mentioned in the Torah, Dahu Lav Eretz Israel. That's not in Eretz Israel. Elamayim Kotten Ho, it's a small fountain, Somach Lirushalayim, Shenemar Voratem, also El Gihon, Mitzagaminen, The sartun yasei l'shilucha. That's the shiluach. Over nisan benisan. Pasolka daitach mishneskadish achodesh l'shem nisan. The Gemara thinks now that once Rosh Chodesh Nisan was already declared, he made it nimlach l'abiris hashana v'aso adar. He made it backwards to adar sheni. To Moshe Namer b'divrei ayomim v'yivoat samelech l'asos ha-pesach v'chodesh ha-sheni. So it came out that they made Pesach in what should have been the second month. Right? In other words, in what's it called in Iyar, which became Nisan. V'yom shloshim shal adar, v'yachofi shalom niskadish ha-chodesh adayim l'bo edim. So Shmuel says that even when on the 30th of Adar, before the witnesses come, and you haven't declared it as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you also can't make that day Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Okay, let's go on. Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Kol HaTola B'Zchus Atzmo, Tolin Lo B'Zchus Acherim. Kol HaTola B'Zchus Acherim, Tolin Lo B'Zchus Atzmo. Someone who asks the Rabbanu Shalom to answer him in his own merit, so in the end, he is answered in the merit of other people. And somebody who's asked in other people's merit, the Rabbanu Shalom answers him in his own merit. That in itself is a merit. He doesn't feel he has merit. Moshe tola b'schus acherim. Moshe Rabbeinu asks in the schus of others. Shenemar zechor lavrom nisal yisrael avodecha tola b'schus atzmo. Shenemar v'yom alashmidem lulei Moshe b'chiro omed b'teres lefanav. L'hashiv chamoso mehashchis. Right, that the Rabbanu Shalom gave the credit to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he answered his prayers in his honor. Chizkiyo, Tola B'Zchus Atzmo, Chizkiyo asked to be answered in his merit, his own merit, to receive Zechor Noi, Yisashir Salachti Lefanecha, Tola B'Zchus Acherim, Shenemar V'Ganosi, Elo Ira Zos, Lo Shio L'mani, U'laman David Avdi. I'll do it for my sake and the sake of David HaMelech, not for Chizkiyo's sake. V'Hainu Reb Shua Ben Levi, Tomer Reb Shua Ben Levi, Maidav Seed, Hinei L'Shalom Mar Li Mar, Afilu B'Shoah Sheshigur L'Akadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Mar Hu Lo. Even when the Rabbanu Shalom saved him, it was bitter because he told him it's not in your honor, it's not in your merit, it's in other people's merit. Rashi, Hatola B'Zchus Atzmo, Sheomer B'Stiloso Aseli B'Zchusi, Kigon Chizkiyo, Sheomer Zechorno Es Asher Salachti L'Fanecha. Okay, let's go. Nasa No Alias, can now we're going back, that he davened Al Iske Kir. He said that, what's it called, that the Shunamis only made one wall, and she had her kid brought back to life. I deserve to be kept alive for my fact that my great-great-grandfather covered the walls of the Heichal with gold and silver. So now we're going to discuss what the Shunamis actually did. Nasa No Alias Kir Ktana, right, the Shunamis said to her husband, let's make a little wall for Elisha, that whenever he comes to Shunem, he should have a place to stay. Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar Aliyah Prua Haisa. What happened was this: it was an upstairs. They had an attic that was opened. The Kirua, and they what's it called? They put a roof over it. The Chadamar Achsagra Gedola Haisa, and others say it was a big room, like a patio. The Chilku al-Shvayim, and they put a wall in the middle to cordon off a small place for him. So Bishlom al-Amandi Omer Achsad Rahainu Sikir. They put a wall. So the wall is a kir. El al-Amandi Omer Aliyah, my kir, right? But if it was an Aliyah, what was the wall? Right? There was no wall they put up. Shekirua, my kir Shekirua, like we said before. So Shmer, why the Gemara didn't, what we said before, Shekirua. But the Gemara now was explaining what the kir over here means, they put a roof on it. That's also called kirui. So the Marsha says, why don't you say they did both? There was an aliyah, right? And what's it called? And they put a mechitz in the middle. And that way everybody's the same thing. Put a kir in the middle of the aliyah. So he says you can't do that with an attic because you have stairs going up to the attic. If you close off one door, you have no way of getting up to the other side. So if it's talking about aliyah, parua, it has to be they put a roof. If it's talking about an asadra, then you could have different doors coming into the asadra, and you can put a wall in between, have two separate entrances. The one who says an aliyah is medai for the fact that it says aliyas kir. So he couldn't learn it was just a room on the first floor. It had to be an attic. But according to one who said asadra, what is he going to do with the word aliyas? Me'ula shivabatim. It was a very, very special choice place. The nosim lo shon mito v'shulchan v'kisei u'menorah. We'll give him a bed, a table, what's it called, a chair and a menorah. Person who wants to take benefit from others can do so like Elisha. You see that he was provided with all these things. A person who doesn't want to benefit from other people, he's also doing the right thing. He has also a precedent from Shmuel. He took his household things wherever he went, so he shouldn't have to benefit, shouldn't have to take anything from anybody else. So the Marsha here says that even though Soni Matanas Yechia, he shouldn't take things from other people. Here it's talking where he was traveling, and he was forced to take the basic necessity. You can't take your whole house with you, so you have to benefit from other people when you're traveling. Or others say that he intended to pay it back later. It's just that he couldn't avoid benefiting from these things now. So, and that's why I talk about Shmuel. Shmuel went out of his way, even when he was traveling, to take everything with him. That's not necessarily the normal thing. So if you want to not benefit even when you're traveling, that's also fine. If you want to benefit when you're traveling, that's also okay. That's not out of the realm of Sonei Matanos Yichya. Others say that here, he did it for the sake of the people. The people who wanted to give him were doing it for their sake. They wanted to give a Talmud Chacham, what's called a Navi, things. It's considered like giving it to the Rabbanu Shalom. So he did it not for his own sake. He didn't need it. He did it for their sake. They should get the kavod. They should get the schus. Vomer Rabbi Yochanan, shekol makom shoholach shom deso. Vatomer el isha. Let's see Rashi first. Prua. Megula shenitla tikra shava didn't have a roof on it. Harotza lehanos mishalachirin yehene ve'ein isra bedover ke'elisha kamoshim atzino ve'elisha shenehene. Harotza shalolahanos mishalachirin al yehene ve'ein bedover lo mishum gasas ruach lo mishum sina. Right, lechora, what should be the problem of not taking benefit? Two things: it looks like you're balgaiva, you don't want to take anything from anybody, and secondly, it could be it's going to cause sina, it's going to cause eva. You don't have to worry about those two things. Kishmul Aramasi, Kamosh Matsino, Bishmul Aramasi, Shalom Ratzalahenos, Kishon Beso, Leel Minik Seed, Oyevi Deshona Vishona, the Seed they Beseel, the Hanitzvah, Vishofan is Israel, used to make the rounds to be a shofate, the Sonech Leu Chuvaso Haramasa, Kishon Beso, and he would return to Ramah, because that's where his house was. The Chieni Odesh, Kishon Beso, I don't know that Shmuel lived in Ramah. Ella Akulo Makomos declared the Lael Minekoi. It's going back on all the other places. Shekol Makom Shayaholech Shon, Hayanosi called Klei Tashmishi Bayasima. Wherever he went, he took all of his household items with him. The Ohel Chaniyoso Shalolohonos Minacherim. He took his tent, he took all his household things, he took his house with him, that he shouldn't have to benefit from anybody else. Batomer El Isha Hineno Yadati Ki Ish Elohim Kadoshu. She said to her husband, the Shunamis, that I know that this man is a holy man. A woman, says the Marsha, since she's in the house all the time, she is more astute to recognize what the guests are like than the husband is. Minoyada, right? How do you know? Kadoshu, Minoyada, how did she know that he was holy? Rabbi Shmuel. She never saw a fly pass over his table. Similar to the Marsha says, that we find the Beis HaMikdash, that flies were a symbol of the Yetzer Hara, of the Satan. And the what's it called? Zvuvei Modes. So the fly is also a symbol of decay. So something that's Kodesh doesn't decay. Something that's eternal. So there's no flies. There never flies. So he was Kodesh, there weren't flies around him either. The Chadomer Sadin Shal Tishtonitzialnitaso, she put a linen sheet on his bed, the Lorosa carry all of it. She never saw that he was had carry. That's also something that happened to Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol never saw carry. It's also Kedusha. And one of the Belzer Rebbe, I think, says, doesn't mean just that he never had carry. He was there all the time. He just came for visits. So the fact that whenever he came there, he never had carry, that's no big deal. She said, whoever she used that sheet for otherwise, if she ever gave the sheet to anybody, nobody ever saw carry on that sheet. That was his horse. Amr Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Hu Kadosh, Umeshar So Eino Kadosh. So he said, Hu Ish Kadosh, Hu? He's Kadosh, but not his servant, Gechazi. Right? Vayigash Gehazi lahotfa. How do we know Gehazi wasn't so holy? Right? Aside from the fact that he took the money, Shalom Kedin, but how do you know he wasn't Kodesh? It says Gehazi went to push her away. Omrav Yosef Rav Chanina Sha'achso Behod Yofya. He didn't push her. He grabbed her by her breast. And obviously it wasn't so Kodesh. I think the Marsha says, how do you know it didn't mean Kipshuta? Lahadfa usually means to push away. But right after it says, Elisha said, leave her alone. If he pushed her away, he's not touching her. Obviously he's holding on to her. So here, Hadafa means he went to push her away, but he grabbed onto her to push her away. Over Aleinu Tamid, Rashi, Behold Yofya Bidadeha. Okay, over Aleinu Tamid, he constantly passes by. That's what she told her husband. Therefore, let's make him a little place so he can have some privacy. Amr Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Mishum Rav Elezer Ben Yaakov Kol HaMe'areach Talmud Chacham Besov Beso U'mehaneo Minachasov Ma'alov HaKasov Kilo Makrif Tamidim. It says Tamid. He comes constantly, so it's a hint to the fact that a person who has a Talmud Chacham in his home as a guest, and he benefits him from his property, so it's as if he brought a korban tamid. V'am Rabbi Yosef b'chaynim mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov al yamod odem b'makom gavoh v'yispal ela b'makom nomuch v'yispal shenemar mimamakim krasicha Hashem tanya nami hachi lo yamod odem al gabi kisei v'lo al gabi sharaf v'lo b'makom gavoh v'yispal ela b'makom nomuch v'yispal l'fi she'en gavus l'fnei amakom shenemar mimamakim krasicha Hashem. So here you're not allowed to stand on something high and daven. So the halacha over here is, the Rambam says, that's only if it's Gimel Tvachim high. Anything less than Gimel Tvachim is considered like the ground, and you can stand on something less than Gimel Tvachim. The Tur, however, says another thing. He says that you can't have a chatzitza, just like the Kohanim, have a stand on the ground itself. You can't have anything separating between you and the ground, even if it's not 3 Tvachim high. Okay? So some say that even the tour, the chatzit, is only if it's 3 tvachim. But it's not, you can't stand on a mat or something like that. We never heard such a thing. The Bach says, you're not allowed to stand even on a mat, and that's a kohen, right? Just like the kohen had to stand directly on the ground, that's only mitzvah amufkar. The Maria Buav says like this. He says that anything that's an extension of the ground, as the ground goes up, you have a mound on the ground, okay? So that's not a chatzitza. That's only also because it's part of the ground, right? You're not standing on something other than the ground. You're standing on a mound where the ground protrudes higher. Then if it's not 3 tvachim, that's fine. That's not a chatzitza. But anything else that's not the ground, there, even less than 3 tvachim, according to the Tur, wouldn't be proper. The Meiri says it's only on things that aren't normal to stand on, like a bed, a chair, a bench, that are not normally meant to stand on, and then we're afraid that you're going to fall off, you won't have kavana in davening. Okay? Also, if it's something that's a reshus b'fnei atzmo, it's 10 tvachim high, and four amos wide, like a bima, even though it's high, that's for sure okay, because another reshus. You're standing on the bottom of that reshus. Or a person's sick, or he needs something to stand on, or whatever, that's also okay, any kind of illness. Now the reason for this is some say it's gaiva, you're standing up, gavas halev, right? And or you want to pick yourself a little bit higher towards the heavens, right? Which is also not a good idea. Well, you don't need, the Rebbe Shlomo doesn't need you to be closer to him to daven. He can hear you from where you are. Or because it takes your mind off the tefillah because you're afraid you're going to fall off. Okay. There's a shayla over here whether it's dafki, you can't be in a high place, or but dafki should be in a low place. The Magen Avraham brings down there was a place where they had the minig that the Shliach Tzibur went down 3 steps to daven. Mimamakim krasicha. Now there's hard low. As long as it's not high, that's called low. Right? So we don't have the minig of making 3 steps down, but there were places that held. In fact, most of the girsas of the Gemara don't have ela b'makom namuch. Lola milispal odem b'makom gavoa. Period. There's no girsa ela b'makom namuch. Most of the girsos don't have that addition. The Magen Avraham brings down a few of those girsos. There was a minig to make the Shliach Tzibur three steps down. Okay, let's go on. Ukshiv tefila la'oni kiyatov. V'om Rav Yossi b'rachanim v'shum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov ha'mispal tzor shechaven esraglav. Person who davens has to put his feet together. Shenemer v'ragleim regel yishorah. It says by a malach that they stand like on 1 foot. Now there's 2 different shittas over here. One is it should be like a malach, so your feet should be together side by side. And even in there, there's some Rishonim will bring down that the minig was to put your heels together and the front of your foot are separated, like a V. Okay. The others hold that the feet have to be together like a Kohen who walked up to the Mizbeach. Then you put your toe to your heel. I don't know how in the world people stand Shmoneh Esrei like that. Nobody does that. So we hold the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you stand like a Malach. Malach, 2 feet together, side by side, not one in front of the other. But there's a sheet that holds that Yechavin Raglav means you put your feet one in front of the other. Okay. Vom Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, May dechsi vosochlu al hadam, shouldn't eat al hadam, vosochlu kolim shetespalu al dimchem. Don't eat before you daven for your blood. So you're not allowed to eat before davening. Ikedi Amri, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Rabbi Yosef Brachanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kol Ha'ochel V'Shos, V'Yachar Kach Mespalel, Ola V'Kas of Omer, V'Osi Yishlachtu Achrei Gevecha. Right, you threw me after your Gaiva. Right, Al Tikri Gevecha Ela Ge'echa. Right, not, you threw me after your body. Right, and don't read Gevecha, your body, but your Gaiva. That you ate, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'achar she'nizgoyeh zeh, Kibul HaMalchus Shamayim, after you eat and you're nizgoyeh, then you what's it called, you were makabel O Malchus Shamayim, which seems to be Kriya Shema. Okay, we're going to save what I have to say on this for tomorrow. I'm just going to finish with the Mishnah. Tomorrow we'll go back over this and see what there is about eating before davening. Rav Yeshua Omer Agimel Shos. Rav Yeshua, now we're finishing up the Mishnah. Rav Yeshua says that Kriya Shema Shel Shachris ends after 3 hours. Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yeshua. The halacha is like that, that Kriya Shema, the first 3 hours of the day, is Zman Kriya Shema, after that is not Zman Kriya Shema. Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Om Rav Chizda, what's Lo Hifsid? Om Mar Ukva, V'vad Shel Yom Yotzer Or. You can't say Yotzer Or anymore after 3 hours. Meisvei, Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Kodem Shukori Vatorah. Right? Even though you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema anymore, but you have a din of Kore Batorah, you still make the brachas before and after. So Tiyufta, the Rav Chisda Tiyufta, this is a total refutation of what Rav Chisda said, that you don't say Yotzei Or, you do say the brachas. Ikat Yamri, Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Marukva, Milo Hifsit, Shlevsi Brachas. Rav Chisda said it himself, that you don't lose the brachas. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Kodem Shikori Batora. Ava Mavorech Ushtayim Lefaneha, Ve'achas Lachareha, you make the two brachas before and the one after. Amar Amani, God Lakori Kriyashma Ba'onasa Yosem Yosef Batora. A person who reads Kriyashma at its proper time is greater than a person who's Osek Batora at another time. Midiktani Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Ka'odem Hakori Batora. Mechlau, the Kori Ba'onasa Adif, this is better. After you read it, it's after Zman. Yeah, no, never. You're just like a person who learns Torah. Mashmo, if you read it bismano, it's better. Okay? Because then you have the Mila of Kriya Shema bismano plus the Mila of Talmud Torah. Now, why can you make the brachas? Some say, because the brachas have nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The brachas are brachas on tefillah. And as long as it's on tefillah, you can say these brachas. They just surround Kriya Shema. But they're not birchos, brachos on Kriya Shema. And others say that really the Zman of Kriya Shema is the whole day. Because that's Zman Kima. Just like it's the whole night. But the Rabbanan came along and said, we want you to do it by 3 hours. Whatever reason, right? But since Zman Kriya Shema is really the whole day, right? Therefore, you can say the brachas, the Rabbanan, the basically, according to this, would be the whole day. According to the first pshat, you could only say the brachas till the end of Zman Tefillah. Because after Zman Tefillah, you can't say the brachas, not the brachas on Tefillah, it's not Zman Tefillah anymore.